Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
FiveThirtySix, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got all sorts of great stuff going on. I do remind you, first thing tomorrow morning, you'll be checking out, I hope, Richmond's Morning News. We've been spending a lot of time actually examining, analyzing, listening to, reviewing some of the things that happened this morning with Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. He chatted with the sheriff. It's interesting to me. We have not had the sheriff on this program for well over 2 years. Not because we haven't asked, but because there hasn't been any interest. Now all of a sudden there seems to be interest. Okay, well, make no mistake, I'm happy to chat with her. And I will say again, I want everybody to understand this, because I took a look at some of the things coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, a couple of emails and Facebook messages. Oh, Jeff, you just don't like her. Absolutely, positively untrue. That is not true at all. I've met the woman twice, and each time I thought was quite a pleasant experience. I don't dislike her in any way on any level. I just don't think the sheriff's office is being run effectively. I just think there's terrible things that are happening there, and quite frankly, I would like to see that change. I listened to some of the things she said this morning, and I get it. It's a tough job, and it's tough to recruit for the job, and it's tough to keep people. However, other agencies do it. Other agencies, quite frankly, do a far superior job. Let's give you a little piece of that. Was it cut number 9, right, where the sheriff, Antoinette Irving, is chatting about staffing and retention? Cut number 9?
One, we need more deputies to ensure that we can perform at our highest level. Retention is something that we're really working on.
All right, hold on. Wait. Germ. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but no, hold that for a second. Okay, so ma'am, with all due respect, you have been there for 8 years. 8 years. Have you increased the hiring? Have you increased the rate of retention? My sources tell me no. My indicators say no, you have not. In 8 years. So why on earth does somebody who lives in the city of Richmond and will be voting for someone, whether it's you or Bill Burnett, to be the sheriff, why do they say, oh, well, now this time she's going to get it done? I apologize, Jeremy. Go ahead. Cut number 9.
One, we need more deputies to ensure that we can perform at our highest level. Retention is something that we're really working on. As far as staffing, when I came in, we had a lot of people to retire. We have new people here. And I firmly believe, and we talk about it all the time in public safety and law enforcement, not just at sheriff's offices. I talk with police chiefs. After the George Floyd incident and COVID, it changed the atmosphere of people wanting to be in law enforcement. It sounds as if you're proud of what your dad did, but a lot of parents that are in law enforcement are not pushing their kids towards law enforcement or whatever that looks like. Our generation now are more vocal, and they want to make sure that they can give their opinion about things, and that oftentimes has a reflection on what we're doing.
So pause that for a second. So again, you want to tell me post George Floyd. That's fine. But your staffing and retention numbers were in the toilet from day one. People retired, you said, when you took over. Why do you think people retired and or left when you took over? That's something you ought to be looking at. Well, let me phrase that. Maybe it's not something you ought to be looking at, but it is something that the people who are voting in the city of Richmond ought to be looking at. The staffing numbers for Sheriff Irving have never been where they need to be, where they're supposed to be. She has every single year been far over budget, correct? I'm sure she will. Listen, if that's incorrect, I can guarantee you she will correct me Monday afternoon at 3:35. Make sure you're here. She might do it. But I don't believe so. I think that budget has been out of whack every single year. The manner in which deputies are treated. The favoritism. The, how do I phrase this nicely? Because a lot of people have described it in sort of like with shorthand. Let's just say some deputies are treated better than other deputies. I'll leave it at that. All right, let's get back to cut number nine.
One, we need more deputies to ensure that we can perform at our highest level. We are starting to see the numbers come back in for people that would like to work in our field, which is good. I know the police department, we talked the other day, and they've gotten an increase in numbers for their academy. We just got an increase in numbers. We have more applicants that apply now. However, it's a part of passing the background, polygraph, the investigation that they have to go through. So it's a part of that that we have to work around to ensure that we're getting the best candidate and getting the best officer that we can to ensure that we're doing things in a safe manner and people aren't bringing in contraband or being manipulated by individuals because they're just here to be here. So we have to
I want to move on to the budget thing, but ma'am, the fact that the handful of people you do get apparently are not able to do the job unless you are giving them underwear and socks indicates to me, well, some of them anyway, might be amenable to requests that come from the inmates who I'm told by certain deputies who are still trying to do the job are the ones who are actually running the jail. There is always a policy in every single jail, every single prison as well, but it's the same. When you are coming in to any locked facility, you may not bring things in and you may not bring things out. It's just one of the basic rules. So again, I'm just going to use a personal example. Every week, I am at Pamunkey. Every week. And when we were sitting down with the administration, they made very clear to me and the other guys from the Fatherhood Foundation, hey, if you are coming in to teach this class, you need to understand something. First of all, the inmates, almost without fail, somebody at some point is going to try to get you to do something that you ought not do. Hey, could you just take this out for me? Could you just bring in, do it one time, you are done completely. You will never, ever be allowed back. Doesn't matter how well-intentioned you were, right? I mean, you can make the argument, oh my gosh, well, you know, the one guy said, I mean, he's got a sick grandmother and he just wanted to get a note to her and boy, that's all I was, doesn't matter. These are the rules. And inside of any locked facility, man, the rules are the rules. And you got to go by the rules. So if you are hiring people who are not quite capable of going by the rules, you got a problem. Inc.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
It sounds kind of crazy, right? The color of ink. I know, as an example, once again, Pamunkey. Inmates write in blue ink. People who are not inmates write in black ink. And never the twain shall meet, right? You don't ever get that mixed up. I have to make sure when I go in there, and again, I'm one little guy for a couple of hours. They got all sorts of programs. They got all sorts of people. Just a Pamunkey, now you start talking about other facilities. Right, I don't know what the policies are at other facilities. Somebody actually told me that it was the exact opposite somewhere else. That it was staff and non inmates who rode in blue. And okay, but the rules are the rules. And if you're not capable of enforcing the rules, that's the wrong spot for you. It really just comes down to that. It's that simple. People are telling me, "Oh, I'm listening to her. She sounds like a really nice social worker." Well, okay. But managing the sheriff's office, making sure the rules are enforced, hiring the right people to enforce the rules, that does not seem to be her strong suit. I know we got the thing on the budgets. I want to hear a little bit about the sign stealing as well. All right, Germ, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We got to do that. What was it? The profit motive. Was that what Rush used to say? Right? We do have an episode. Okay, do me a favor. Cut number 11, sign stealing.
Well, if you get it on both sides. You get it on all sides that signs are missing. People say, I put out a sign, the sign's not there. And I tell my people, I do not stand for that. We're not taking anybody's signs. I don't care if a person has 3,000 signs and I have two of them. But we're not dealing with that. If people's signs are somewhere they should not be, then the city has the right to remove those signs. And I can't afford for people to take up my signs because I don't have money to waste on signs. But I can guarantee you that I have not removed anybody's signs. And I talk to anybody that I give signs to or anybody that says they're supporting me, please do not bother anybody's signs, whether it's the lieutenant governor's signs, the sheriff's signs, the Commonwealth attorney signs. You know, that's somebody's money that you're messing with. So, no, signs do disappear, and they disappear everywhere. I see signs that were in one place one day, and I look, and I say, oh, that sign's gone. And I just be praying that all my signs are where they are, because that's a cost to us in our campaign.
Really? And yet, I must tell you that 150 Bill Burnett signs went missing. And we didn't hear any reports of Antoinette Irving signs going missing. And you can take a look at the videos that are out there at certain early polling locations. You will see that every single sign is in place. She just mentioned lieutenant governor. Well, those signs are all up. Commonwealth's attorney, they're up. Sheriff, her signs are up, but Bill Burnett's signs are missing. I'm sorry. Something does not smell right there. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey! It's back up to 95. I'm sorry, somebody's going to tell you this, right? It's back up to 95?
Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot! Damn hot! Real hot! Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool! And it's hot, I told you again! Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot!
I don't know. I'm just thinking about crotch pot cooking and thinking, no, thank you. I will tell you, now we fall down to around 70 overnight, which is going to feel like we're in a deep freeze. But tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, just be on the lookout because they're talking about thunderstorms each and every one of the upcoming 4 days. So that's a lot of rain. It's a lot of rain. All right. I think we've got just enough time. Maybe one more little snippet. Budget. Yeah, do me a favor. Let's see what we can get through cut number 10 with the sheriff.
Well, the budget, we have been on budget. We've returned money to the city of Richmond every year since I've been here, and we're projected to return money again this year. We try to make sure we're only spending funds for the things that we need, whether it's for security reasons or the life, health, and safety of the individuals that are here, or whether it's for the training that we need to make sure that we are using to develop our staff members. We have been awarded over $8 million in grant funding, which means the city does not have to pay that money. So with that $8 million awarded to us, we continue to provide services and training resources for our staff members and resources for the individuals that reside here. So we do really well with our budget, and I appreciate the city for that. But also, we are state funded as well. And when we have funding, the city also gets funding from the state. So we make sure that we don't abuse or misuse any funding that we get, because I don't want to answer to anyone for misusing any funds. So we make sure that we are very meticulous. My budget people tell me all the time, you can't get that. Or I'll go to them and say, can I get something? They'll be like, oh, let's sit down and talk about it. So I never purchase anything that they're not aware of and that they don't think that we can get or that we absolutely need. We have team meetings before we purchase any items, but all of the items that we purchase are about the life, health, safety, and security for inside the facility or outside of the facility, or things that we do in our community projects or things that we do for our staff. We want to make sure that our staff...
All right, I know. It's enough. I know. You're buying socks for them and underwear. Congratulations. All right. Well, we'll chat about that as well. Monday, for the first time in years, we will actually have the sheriff of the city of Richmond on this here little show. I am looking forward to it. I think there are a lot of things that need to be addressed. I want to ask you to do for me exactly what I asked you to do to help out Rich. Now, you hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you have worked for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office and you know a thing or two about what's really going on down there, by all means, you send me the info. I will be very happy to address it on Monday with the sheriff, 833-804-1140. A reminder, we've got Sheriff Irving and we have Bill Burnett as well. We've got Father's Day coming up on Sunday. I wish everybody who is a dad or in that role, I wish you a very, very, very happy Father's Day. Remember my dad's sage advice, don't be stupid. It will take you through life like nobody's business. Have a wonderful evening. God willing, we get to do it all again on Monday starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.